The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara of Ben Aleph, after the Mishnah, brings a brisa. Tana Rabban, Lefisha Ra, Adam HaRishon, Yom Shem Esmayit V'Hailech, Adam HaRishon saw that the days were getting shorter. Omar, as in other words, as you were going into the winter, Omar, Oili, Shem B'Shvil Shasarachti, Oilum Choshuch Ba'adi. He thought that days were just going to get progressively shorter, and it would be a Velt Fun Choshuch, because of his Chet. V'Chayzel Atayu V'Avayu. And he thought that was the Xeris Misa that was Niknasol of Machbas Techet. Omad Vyoshav Chasyom and Betainis of Betfilo. Kivon Sherot Kufas Tevis, then when Kufas Tevis came along, the middle of the winter, and then everything started changing, and then from the middle of the winter the days start getting longer. Vira Yom Shemarch Vailch, he saw that the days were getting longer. Omad Ben Hoge Shalaylam Hu. So he said, oh, so that's the Minigailam. Halach va'asa shmeini yom tovim, so he made a yontif of 8 days. L'shana acheres ason la'elu la'elu yom tovim. And then the following year there was this yontif, and the Gemara goes on with the nafkmina for avod zara. When I ask a kasha from this Gemara, but before we get back to the Gemara, let's leave it on the side for a little bit. We know that it was the mabul, right? The whole pashas noach is all about the mabul. Now, there were tremendous shinuyim that happened in the world at the time of the Mabul. So, Yeshel Ayin, are there any ramifications today? Are there any repercussions in the world today, the world that we live in, due to the Mabul? Because after the Mabul, the rain stopped and the Mayonis closed up. By Sochru, Mayonis, everything closed up and things possibly just went back to normal, to the way they were before. Right? The world we live in is certainly not a world of a Mabul. Seems a world of Eilam Kim and Hagai Noig. So perhaps it's the same world that it was before the Mabul. So it would seem that it's not like that. Really, it's a different world. One Raya we have is the Ramban, Parshas Bereishis, Kapitel Hei, Pasuk Dalet. He says that if you look at the length of the Dairis, the length of people's lives, so before the Mabul it was considerably longer than afterwards. People were living close to 1,000 years. Right, Adam Rishon was really supposed to live 1,000, and then 70 years got taken off for David HaMelech, so it was 930. But it wasn't just Adam Rishon; all the Asar Darius, they lived very long. And then after the Mabul, it changed. So the Ramban says that he was a Kilkul Ha'aver, the air of the world changed. It was Niskalkul Machmas. What happened in the Mabul? It's a very big mistake to think that the Mabul was the way it's translated as a flood. It wasn't just a flood, it was a complete shinui in my separations. Like the Medrash says, the Ma'iris were not Mishamish, right? It was a completely different kind of existence. So that's what the Ramban says. Now, we know that the world, planet Earth, in relation to the sun, is on a 23.5 degree tilt. The axis of the world, of the Earth, copy of the sun, is not straight. If you have a look at a globe, every globe is produced, pretty much. It sits on something that holds it in place, the axis. And it's not straight up. It's not just that it should look nice and it looks fancy. It's because that's really the way the world is. What does it mean that's the way it is? And you could say the Earth is in any shape you want, in any direction you want. It depends what, klape what, in relation to what. So the answer is in relation to the sun. In relation to the sun, if you imagine the sun in one place and the earth in another place, the earth is tilted 23.5 degrees. And that is, of course, the reason for our seasons. Right? Because if the earth and the sun would be like, imagine, hold up your two hands, two fists, one next to the other. Even if they're both rotating, they're both spinning, one is revolving around the other. But still, there's no reason that there should be different seasons. In other words, let's say you have two balls next to each other in the air. I don't mean next to, I just mean opposite each other. So, of course, the center of planet Earth, if it's opposite the sun, will be warmer than the two poles, the North Pole and the South Pole. Because, obviously, the North Pole and the South Pole are further away from the sun than the center of the Earth is by the equator. Right? So that's Pashat, that it would be warmer by the equator than in the poles. Okay, and that's Taka the way it is now. However, as much as it spins, as much as it rotates, and as much as it revolves, it shouldn't make a difference. Of course, when it spins around from day to night, if it's opposite, if it's on the side of the sun, it's day. The other side of the globe of the earth is night. And then when it spins, then obviously the other part becomes day and the other part becomes night. And then when it, as it goes around the sun, well, the sun goes around the earth, whichever way it is, which is a discussion for a different time maybe. So, that just changes the direction. But the distance between the sun and the earth doesn't change. So what causes there to be seasons? The answer is, what causes the seasons is because there's a tilt. And when it's, let's say, summer in the northern hemisphere, that's because the northern part of earth is closer to the sun than the southern part. How is it closer? Because of the tilt. And when it's winter in the northern hemisphere, it's summer in the southern hemisphere, because then the winter is, because then the northern hemisphere is further away from the sun. It's a little bit hard to explain all of this without seeing it in a model, but I think it's pretty basic understanding of science, we'll call it. Now, L'chaira, this is a strange thing. Why did the Eibishter create the world in such a way that there's such a tilt? It would seem everything would be much more uniform and glatt if everything was the same. If it was straight, and there were no seasons, why does it have to be like this? Also, it's interesting that you find that the Torah mentions the seasons, Kaitz, V'chayr, 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 after the Mabul. Why does the Torah mention it over there? Why isn't it mentioned in Parshas Bereishis? So there's a Mardik Chiddush that the Sepurna says, in a few places, in Parshas Noach. He says, that Be'emes, when the Eibishter created the world, it was not like that. It was Taka straight up. It was like we said before, if you hold two balls in the air, one clappy the other with no tilt. But often, that there were no seasons. Just like spring and fall, it's relatively temperate, depending on where you are, of course, but whatever that temperature is, it would stay that way year-round. Just like nowadays, by the equator, it's more or less the same year-round. So the Sepurna says that when the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kapitel Samach Vav, Pasuk Chav Beis, Shamayim HaChadoshim V'Horetz HaChadosha, that when Mashiach comes and the world will go back to Tikunai, so it will be in Oretz HaChadosha. What does it mean, Oretz HaChadosha? So, Mepharshim say different Shatim. The Sepurna says in Pshat is, it's a Pashat the Metzias. The world will be recreated, meaning the tilt will be, if I can use this word, untilted, will be rectified. There will no longer be a tilt. That will be like a whole new world. Everything will be different. The seasons will be different. There won't be seasons. Things will grow differently. Everything will work differently. That's what Sepurna says. According to Sepurna, it's also Nisyashiv, a different Kasha, that we know that on the poles, the North Pole and the South Pole, going down until about 66 degrees north of the equator or south of the equator, and the south, coming from the South Pole, the furthermost regions of the earth to the north and the south don't have regular days and nights. They have one sunrise and one sunset all year. And of course the reason for this is because of the tilt. If there wasn't a tilt, then there would be sunrise and sunset. So L'chaira, Zakasha, why did Eibishter create such a large chelik of the world without day and night? And it's very difficult to be Mekayim Mitzvahs over there. We'll talk in a moment, Halacha, what to do about it. But it's very difficult when it's Shabbos, when the Yidavim Shachris, when the Yidavim Meiriv. What do you do over there? It's a very strange thing. So before the Halacha, but just an understanding, why should it be like that? It would seem that that's not the Olam HaMasukon. That's an Olam HaMakulkal. According to the Sepurna, Teretz Pashat, it's Taka Olam HaMakulkal. That was a result of the Mabul. If everything would have been straight, it would not be like that. And then there'd be no Shiloh. What to do when you go to the North Pole? Maybe Mabish by the pole, you still have a problem. But certainly nowhere near the amount of area that it encompasses. So that is all Nisyash of like the Sepurna. Ayin Shom and the Sepurna, he explains some other psukim based on this as well. Now, the getting back to our Gemara, I think it should be obvious where we're going with this. The Gemara says, we just read the Braisa. The Braisa says that Adam Rishon, when he saw the days getting shorter, he thought that it was because of his chet. And then by Tkufas David, he said, oh, I see it's getting longer, so it's just Minag Olam. Minag Olam, this was in time of Adam Rishon. This was before the Mabul. If it's as the Sepurna was describing, that before the Mabul, everything was straight, then there were no seasons. The days didn't get longer and shorter. The days, year-round, were the same length of time. It's Mamash Apella. It's L'chayru, Keneged, this Gemara, Keneged, this Braisa. So it's Sarachin on the Spurnu, it's a beautiful Shtekel Torah, and it explains so many things beautifully. I don't know how it stems with this Gemara, but Sarachin. We mentioned before the Shaila about Kiyam HaMitzvahs by the poles, not just on the poles, as we said, but quite a large chelik of the world, the north and the south. So, be'ikr, there are two shitas in the Achrayim what to do. The first shita is, really starts in the Rishonim, the Sefer Maise Hashem, chelik Maise Bereshis Per Gimel. This is from a Rishon, well, close to Rishonim, in the times of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar Ashkenazi. And I'll read a little bit what he says. Shein Safik Shagam Misha Hakaitiv Al Rashai Yechuyev Lishma Shabbos Behekef Hashvi Afilu Shlahoy Shom Klal Chayshach. He explains that even though you don't see a sunrise and a sunset, but every 24-hour period is considered a day, meaning a full Yamama, and you count seven, and every seventh one is Shabbos, and presumably you would say the same thing in terms of Tfilas as well. Many Achrayim Pascal like this also, the Yavitz in the Maruk Tzio, in Archaim Simen Shindal Mem, Pascal's like this, the Tveretz Yisrael, in Brachas, the end of the first Perek, other Achrayim also, Pascal like this. There's Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, in the Divrei Yosef, Nav Samach Aleph, Nav Samach Beis, and also in his Tshuvas, Divrei Yosef Simen Ches, he also Pascal's like this, the Rav Paolim, Mechelik Beis, Saidi Sharm Simon Dalid, and more in our time, Michil Michal Tukuchinsky, in his Sefer Ben Hashmash, it's Omen Nundal Nunhei, they pass like this, and it seems that that's the Iker Deya. The other Deya, there's more than one other Deya, but the one other one that I've mentioned is the Shita of the Michal Salazar, the Munkach Rebbe, and this is in Chelik Dalid, Simon Mem Beis. He says not like this. He says that you look at the sun, as long as the sun is up, it's day. When it's down, it's night. So you have a day. So if you arrive in the North Pole on Tuesday, it'll be Tuesday for 6 months. And then when the sun sets, then it'll be early Yom Rivi. And then when it rises, it'll be Wednesday. And if you stay there a couple of years, you'll get to Shabbos. Right, obviously, it gets a little bit tricky if you're traveling in and out. So, in other words, if you go on a Monday, so it's like a long Monday for a few months, and then you go back to regular civilization, let's say on a Thursday, then you go back to the North Pole, all of a sudden now it's Thursday. If you were there with somebody else who went with you originally, he didn't leave, so by him it's still Monday, by you it's Thursday. Right, so Monday and Thursday is not such a big deal, but obviously then Shabbos comes, so it's Shabbos for you, not for him. So obviously it gets very tricky. So anyway, that's the sheet of Nuch Salazar, but like we said, that the Iker Day in Achrayim seems to be the first day that you just count 24 hours exactly. How to count them, and when each day starts and ends, not so clear to me. But Al-Kaponim, that's what would seem would be the Ikra Hadin. Fashteitzach, like the Chazanish said about certain, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says over the name of the Chazanish, about certain locations where it's questionable if, on which side of the dateline they're on. So the Chazanish said one should not travel there. So Allah has come to a place like this. Certainly, it would not be recommended for a Yid, Shemitah and Mitzvahs, to travel there. If he has some great tzarich to go there, obviously he'll ask a shayla. But it would seem that this is the Ikra Hadin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.